Over 18 million people saw last night's debate among one half of the party's presidential hopefuls. That's a record for a Democratic primary debate. NPR's Don Gagne attended a pair of watch parties in Arizona where he witnessed Democrats' eagerness to beat President Trump.
Let's start in Scottsdale. This is a sprawling suburb of Phoenix. It's known for its Republican politics.
To have this debate and the debate party and all these people, I'm just thrilled. We have a couple of housekeeping notes that we
On both debate nights this week, Democrats gathered in the suburb to watch the Democratic candidates on a giant movie screen at the Cineplex in the shopping mall. And they attended a pre-debate tailgate party held in a local pub, a wise choice with temperatures outside in triple digits, says John Ryder, a local Democratic activist.
In the summertime in Phoenix, even though it's, what, only 102 out, this sort of passes as a tailgate in quotes.
Also here was 30-year-old Jade Duran, who says she's only gotten involved in Democratic Party politics since the 2016 election. She says her story is not unusual. Last year, Democrats captured a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. Duran says they're looking for more in 2020.
We had Democrats in Scottsdale watching a Democratic debate in Scottsdale. Like, that
a
is
Republican
huge.
Suburb.
Yes, a super white Republican suburb. That is just amazing to me.
65-year-old Toni Hill is a Democrat, and her stress about next year's election is visible as she speaks. She says she likes the Democrats' chances nationally, but she also worries when she thinks about just how high the stakes are.
I mean, it's about everything for me. It's climate change, education, wages, you know, civil rights, LGBTQ, you know, everything. We're going backwards.
Many attendees on that first night said they were glad to see so many ideas discussed, even if they grumbled about the size of the field. On the second debate night, I headed to a neighborhood of small bungalow and adobe-style houses not far from downtown Phoenix. This time, a small house party with just over a dozen people.
Greetings, Lester Holt, and welcome to night two of the first Democratic debate.
Some of these voters had favorites, but none sounded locked in just yet. But you can hear their reaction to the debate's big moment when Senator Kamala Harris confronted former Vice President Joe Biden on civil rights.
I would like to speak on the issue of rights.
And when the debate wrapped up, this was their take on who did well over both nights.
Warren was the best yesterday, and today, clearly, Harris.
Kamala Harris is on fire.
I like Kamala. She's like totally, I'm like, wow, you go girl tonight.
But if commentators on TV were calling it a dreadful moment for Biden, he had defenders. This is Chris Beecher, who works on Navajo housing issues.
Obviously, he's front runner and everybody's going after him, but I think he held his own.
There has also been a debate among Democrats more broadly about how much to make this race about President Trump. Joe Keane, a Native American and an attorney, said even the two debates highlighted that.
Yesterday, they barely mentioned Trump. And this debate, I mean, right at the outset, it seems like, you know, Biden, Harris, they're going right at Trump. Because I think they understand that this election is going to be a referendum on Trump. Americans are going to have a choice, Trump or not.
One other common sentiment at both nights of debate watching, a hope that the field begins to shrink soon to the point where one night will be enough to fit all of the candidates on the stage and on TV screens. Don Gagne, NPR News, Phoenix.